had to do something. Her instincts finally kicking in, she charged the intruder. Their bodies slammed together as they locked into a violent struggle. In excellent physical shape herself, any signs of a wrenched back having vanished in her life-and-death panic, Sherry was trying her best to overpower the attacker when, pop, pop, the gun went off. Because the attacker had not gotten a good aim, one shot went up, one down. The expected trajectories of a weapon fired during a physical altercation. Then a deeper distress. Sherry felt warmth, a thick liquid. She had been hit in her upper body. She was bleeding. She had to run. She had to get out of the townhouse. She had to find help, or she could bleed to death. Breaking free, Sherry rushed through the dining room, down a set of stairs, and toward the front door. If she could not reach the front door and get outside, then at least she could hit the panic button beside the door, and the security company would send help right away. As she ran, she could feel the intruder behind her. Sherry was only steps away from the front door or the panic button, steps away from being able to save herself from this violent assault, when the attacker tripped her from behind to send her sprawling onto the floor. Blood smeared all over the floor as she slid across it. Sherry turned and looked up, her attacker looming over her.